The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." That he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, give to God what belongs to God. A natural response to someone who gives us something, some gift, would be thanksgiving. Someone gives you something, you normally would say, "Thank you," right? That's a normal response of a well-educated heart, an attitude of gratitude that we learn how to say, "Thank you." Okay, think about all that Jesus gave you. He came down from heaven and he became man. Once he arrived at 30 years old, he went out into his public life and he taught. He taught us the way to God. Jesus worked many miracles, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, giving speech to the mute, giving hearing to the deaf, actually raising people from the dead. He even expelled demons, showing his power over the evil forces of the world, casting out demons right and left. That were not enough. At the Last Supper, he left us his greatest gift, which is himself and the Eucharist. When he took bread and said, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. Do this in memory of me." Now, if that were not enough, his passion, he sweat blood for us. He was scourged at the pillar for us. He was crowned with thorns for us. He carried the cross for us. He fell underneath the cross many times for us. If that were not enough, he stretched out his hands and they were nailed to the cross for you and for me. Then his feet were nailed to the cross for you and for me. If that were not enough, he hung on the cross for 3 long hours shedding every drop of His precious blood because He loves you so much. That were not enough. Even after He died, He was still giving. He said, Father, into Your hands I commend My spirit. And then the soldier came with a lance and the lance pierced the side of Christ, and blood and water came gushing forth. Now if that were not enough, He even gave us His mystical body, which is the church, that we're present now in the mystical body of the church, in which He constantly gives us His gifts, especially through the sacraments. And finally, I would be remiss if I did not mention this. He gave us His Blessed Mother from the cross. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. And the beloved disciple took her into his home. So we see Jesus is giving and giving and giving and giving. If you are aware of how much He has given to you, the natural response is we have to give Him something in return, right? That's the natural response. So my question today is, keenly aware of so many wonderful gifts that Jesus has given to us, what do we need to give Him in return? One of the best ways you can examine your life is through the three T's. And they would be your time, your treasure, and your talents. Your time, your treasure, and your talents. Let's take time. What Jesus wants more than anything else, He wants your time. He wants you to spend time with Him. If we love someone, we want to spend time with the person that we love. Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you? Then prove it. Prove it. Prove it starting today. Prove it by spending time with Him. If we don't want to spend time with Jesus, it's a sign that we really don't love Him. Don't get angry at me, but it's true. If you find yourself wanting to spend more time with the Lord and to talk to Him and to listen to His Word and to love Him and to let Him love you back and even to receive Him into your heart on a daily basis, we call that daily Mass and daily Holy Communion, you're on the right path. And if you can honestly say that I really feel I'm not giving enough time to Jesus Christ right now, if you can say that honestly, you're on the right path. You recognize that there's something really missing in our life. We're not giving the Lord the all. And we're never going to be truly happy in our lives until we decide to give our Lord our all. I repeat, none of us are going to be totally happy unless we make the decision we're going to give the Lord our all, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, like Saint Joseph, like the saints. You people, you're called to become saints. You are. I don't say that as a pious platitude or a cliche. We're called to become saints. And saints are madly in love with God. Head and heels over love with God. That's a saint. You ever meet a saint, you're going to feel uncomfortable with that person. You will. Because that saint is going to be shaking you of your complacency. So give the Lord more time starting today. The second T is your talents. All of us here, you have talents. But let me challenge you to ask yourself this question. Do not ask what your parish can do for you, ask what you can do for your parish. Huh? Ever hear that one? Do not ask what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country. That was JFK, right? Do not ask what your parish can do for you, ask what you can do for your parish. All of you should try to get involved in some parish group. Come to Mass on Sunday or Saturday evening, okay, you're doing the minimum. The minimum, the minimum. But it's not enough. Do you remember that rich young man? Remember that passage? Remember that rich young man? Jesus challenged him to follow him. He was a good man, but it wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. You're good people, but you're not good enough. You got to keep going higher. Keep going higher. Keep climbing. So the talents that you have, what are the talents that you can offer to the church? Beg the Holy Spirit to enlighten you to see what can you do to build up the mystical body of Christ, which we call the church, starting at St. Peter Chanel. Amen? Amen? Treasure. Probably we don't have any multimillionaires here. Probably not. But all of us know that there are people that have much less than us, right? Hello? We all know some people that have much less than us. In prayer, bring this to Jesus. How can I help out someone that's poor? You know, teenagers, I'll suggest that you do this. Well, not simply all of you. You know one of the greatest acts of love you can do? Sit next to a 98-year-old woman or man who's maybe in a nursing home, who has Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, is drooling, is unattractive, smells like urine, is overweight, poorly dressed. Sit next to that lady for a half hour and let her tell you the same story 15 times. And every time she tells a story, smile and say, that was a great story. That is love. Because you're giving everything and you're not receiving anything at all. That's true love. So my message, I think, is very clear. Very clear. Jesus gave. Up to the last drop of his blood. Do you love Jesus Christ? You're called to give and give and give. And as Mother Teresa says, give until it hurts. Amen.